Hey y'all, it is spooky.
Hey y'all, it is Blake. See Max. Who are you?
Hi.
No one asked you. I'm just kidding.
Hi, I'm Spider Venom.
Ooh.
Spider Venom in the house?
Who do you bite?
I bite spiders.
Wait, you bite?
You bite your own kind?
That slide.
Oh, yeah.
You
Cha-cha.
Okay. So you're a your name is Spider Venom and you bite spiders?
I like to eat flies.
I like to eat apples and bananas.
Apples and bananas. We are a matrimony of madness. I can't read my thing from here. We dated on Halloween. We got married on Halloween, not with Blake though. That's weird because he's our nephew. Or Spider Venom. Spider Venom.
He was still in his mommy's belly when we got married.
He was in his mommy's belly when we got married. I think the other day he tried to talk about our wedding. I'm like, no, dude, you weren't
even there.
You were not there.
You weren't even invited.
We're a family friendly podcast with all the blood and guts. And whether you're a frequent listener or it's your first time listening, want to thank you for taking a stab at it. Spider Venom.
Just kidding. You said
this
that.
This is what Spooky does. I try to talk, and then what does she do?
She tries to interrupt.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. This is a Little Monsters Part 2. Well, I'm not really Part 2. This is the second installment of Little Monsters.
Second installment. The second installment to the franchise of Little Monsters.
Ooh. Spider Venom, how long do you think you've been listening to this podcast?
Pretty much since I was 6.
So for 2 years? No, wait, hang on.
No, he is 6.
Okay, I know.
And honestly, he pretty much nailed it because we started around his birthday.
I thought he was going to say pretty much since I was born.
I thought that's what he was going to say too. And then he hit us with pretty much since I was 6, which if we went back, it's probably right around when he turned 6.
That's true because we did start. Our first episode was like a New Year's episode.
Yeah, and then it was the Scream thing.
The Scream. When did Scream come out?
January 20-something.
16th.
20-something.
Okay.
January 20-something.
January 20-something.
We also, right before the episode, Spider-Venom goes, I want to talk about Bluey, and I thought he said something else.
I also thought he said something else.
I was like, dude, your parents are right behind me, dude.
Inappropriate?
Yeah. I was like, dude, your parents are right behind me. What do you want the world to know about Spider-Venom? Where do you live? Don't say your address, but like, where do you live?
What state do you live in?
I live in Orange County.
Orange County.
What's the state that you live in?
OC Supertones.
I live in Yorba Linda.
Okay, that's the city. What's the state? So this is Florida, and you live in?
California.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. That place sucks.
You literally gave us the county, the city, and then the state.
Gavin Newsom. You don't know who that is.
562 area code.
So, dude, Spider-Venom, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? Why should you be on this podcast? Why are you here?
Because I want to talk about that I was on Velocicoaster for my first time.
Oh, talk about that. All right.
Tell us where were you at on the coaster?
I was in the front row.
Dang.
Were you scared for your life? Did you think you were going to die?
Yes.
How did that go?
Good.
Give the listeners a story.
Give us a play-by-play. Tell us the whole story.
How are you feeling? You're allowed to do spoilers. If they haven't ridden it, they can turn it off.
So I was about to go on Velocicoaster, and I was walking, and I saw that you went upside down, and I was like, nope, I am not going on it. And then
That's okay. You can name drop me. It's up.
Uncle
C Max, Uncle Chris, C Max, sorry, they know who I am.
Uncle Chris and Auntie Andrea and my dad were like, you have to go on it.
We did not coerce him into going on this.
If anyone forced you, it was your dad. Okay, who we are not affiliated with on this podcast, but as family we are.
We did not coerce him into going onto this ride.
So it was just my dad, and then and then I went, and then I was in the front, and I wanted to be in the back, but I also wanted to be in the front, and I
dilemma.
I know.
And I was scared that I thought there were real raptors chasing us.
Even though raptors are extinct.
It's true.
Yeah. And then, So they were actually robots, and my picture was like...
How would you describe your face in your picture?
I was like about... my face was like I was throwing up.
Oh, okay, like you're throwing up. Also, for the listeners, tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 6.
Oh, we did actually already establish that.
We did establish that.
Okay, my bad.
Act like you've been here before. Also, Blake, is the temperature in this townhouse or whatever we're calling it, do you find it cold or hot? Because C-Max is sweating, dude.
I would call it hot.
I was also waiting for him to hit us with the lukewarm.
Did you fart a little bit?
No.
Are you sure?
Because yeah.
I got a whiff of something just now in my nostrils. Was it you?
Yeah, it was Auntie Andrea.
What?
Oh, it was Auntie Andrea.
Wow. All right, Spider-Venom. What is your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie is Ghostface.
Okay.
So that's not a scary movie, but I'll take it.
Wait, so Scream is your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Scary movie. Not a scary movie.
Your favorite? I mean, scary movie.
We're watching Bluey all day.
Have you?
I've been watching Bluey all day. Aunt Andrea and Uncle Chris saw the first funny one, and it was called Babies.
That one was good.
That one was pretty good.
But then the one with the French dog, I almost started crying, dude. Like, why'd you do that to me?
The French Terrier?
Yeah.
What French Terrier?
His friend, like, leaves.
Oh, no, the French dog, the French blue dog, where they went camping, camping one.
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, dude?
Because
you didn't even warn me. You're just like, watch this episode, it's funny. It wasn't funny at all. I got really sad.
True. Just like the dream one is not funny. Wait, I mean, it is kind of funny.
What dream one?
The dream one where Bingo is sleepwalking and Bluey's on the toilet and Dad sings to Bluey on the toilet.
That one is funny.
That one's
so
funny.
If this is your first time listening, we do episodes called Little Monsters where we bring little monsters in and we talk about stuff. So if you don't like kids, I mean, you're kind of a sadist, but you could turn it off if you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get into the Spider-Venom Little Monster night vision section.
Night visions.
Do you have any news?
So they're bringing back our girl Nev.
Not Campbell. Neve. Not to be confused with Neve.
Not to be confused with Neve from Catfish. They're bringing her back, apparently. Excuse me, my tummy rumbled. That was me. That's Blake on Velocicoaster, Spider-Man. So they brought her back. I guess the price was paid in blood.
Yep.
And so she's going to have a smaller role in Scream 6 and then a major role in Scream 7, which is a little bit of a spoiler, I guess.
It's a little,
That's how contracts work. Also...
Ooh, this is a good one.
Ooh.
I forgot about this.
Also, we haven't done the research because I feel like we live at theme parks and the heat has molded us and made us who we are as people. We are slowly becoming
one with the sweat.
Our nuclei is becoming just the sun and one with the sweat. So I asked a question what a stain was on my shirt and everybody told me that's sweat. And I was like, I had no idea that's what it looked like, but.
That's also because you don't wear black shirts very often.
I don't. You know, God bless me. You found the drawer in the thing, dude.
Yay.
Okay.
I wasn't done.
Oh, dude, I thought you were done. I thought you were done.
What is she doing? Tell the listeners what she's doing, dude.
She's interrupting.
Thank you, dude. Thank you, you know?
Well, you're sliding the microphone.
Because she's the star of the show, right? But she's the rudest.
Except I barely talk on the show.
That's not true. I will be done talking after this.
All right.
The word is, and this is very abstract, and I don't know what it means, Halloween Kills is a departure from the other two films.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So what you're
either.
Telling me is they're not going to scream Evil Dies Tonight 27 times.
Thank God. If that's what we get out of that departure, I'm good with that.
Also, thanks to everyone who gave. Thanks to everyone who gave love to the Stranger Things episode last week. I also forgot to talk about how great the music was. You kind of already know it. And I forgot to give our boy Eddie Munson some credit for that Metallica segment. We didn't talk about it. People got mad. I thought that was just an obvious thing.
I mean,
apparently I needed to say it out loud.
So it was fantastic.
I did. I said it. What do you think so far? Do you regret being on this podcast?
Yes.
All right, what you got?
So I got, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Remake confirmed.
Okay.
Of Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
So there is this video game called Lollipop Chainsaw, and it's basically this like cheerleader girl who has a chainsaw and eats lollipops and goes around killing zombies.
It's like an end of the world kind of situation.
Pretty great.
It is good.
It's pretty great. Also confirmed.
Originally came out for like the 360 PS3, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Also confirmed that I'm just going to read this headline. Are you ready?
Got to give credit to the whoever you're reading, you got to give credit. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Guys, she's acting like she hasn't done that before, but she's totally forgot.
Okay, so anyways, from Bloody Disgusting, this headline literally says, in quotes, Hellfire. Nicolas Cage playing a dragon in True Detective meets Swamp Thing series.
Whoa.
Called Hellfire.
Whoa.
He's playing a dragon.
A dragon?
Yeah.
At least a Dracula. I was like, that's a different movie.
No, he's playing a dragon.
Oh, dang.
Look at that face. It's kind of funny, huh?
Awesome. What's that on?
I do not see what it's going to be on. Just kidding. I just saw it. Paramount Plus.
Nice.
Yep.
Get your SpongeBob and then get your Nicolas Cage as a dragon.
I'm saying. Also, apparently they are switching up the Final Destination movies. Final Destination 6 is coming out. And they're, I guess, doing a departure like Halloween is.
Unless you're putting Devin Sawi. I know his name's Sawa.
Devin
Sawa. I just don't care. I don't care.
I mean, that's all I got.
Sorry.
That's all I got.
Yeah, it's been pretty slow. I'm excited for Nope. I'm fairly certain I know what it is, but I'm not totally certain. It's Jordan Peele, so whatever. And then, yeah, summer's been kind of slow, which is why we've been doing a bunch of other things. We saw Thor Love and Thunder today. Hey, two sentences about Thor Love and Thunder. What did you think?
So, my first favorite part was...
No spoilers.
So, just say, what did you think of it?
It was good. It was, like, good and also fun.
Okay, I like it.
It was good and fun.
And there was some scary parts that didn't even scare me.
Oh, nice. My gosh, dude. What a hoss.
Nice.
Six.
You go on Velocicoaster once, and now you're the bravest kid in the world. Yeah,
now you think you're the coolest kid. Dude, so, you're telling me you weren't scared in Thor Love and Thunder, but you were scared in Doctor Strange? Did Velocicoaster change your life?
That was before Velocicoaster.
Now you're a new man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dang, dude.
I know.
Apparently, Universal.
Universal. With the elixir. You want to make your kid brave?
With
Universal.
With the elixirs. All right. So we're going to play the game?
We're ready for our night vision.
A little bit of a shorter episode today. As we've said, we've been on vacation. Not much newsies. Some sinister sneaks, but nothing crazy. So we'll return to form next week. We are going to play, if you did not listen to the last Little Monsters episode, please go back and listen. It was a gem. We're going to play a game called Night Visions. Here's how Night Visions works. Spooky is going to show our little monster, Spider Venom, some images of famous horror characters or icons. What you're going to do is play along with us, not in front of us, and while he's describing them, Spider Venom, dude, you're not supposed to fart in my nostrils, dude. Like, I don't.
You farted again?
I farted.
Here's the thing. You don't have to lie about it because it's in my face. Dude. It's in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go and record next week and be like, oh, that's Blake's fart in the microphone, dude, because it's there. Anyways, so he's going to describe some horror characters. You're going to play along at home and you're going to guess them and then let us know. Let us know in the comments or DMs, whatever you fancy, how you did. Spider Venom, are you ready?
Let's go.
I don't know if your Aunt Spooky is ready.
I am ready. Okay, so I'm going to show you a picture.
We're going to do five.
And You're just going to describe what you see.
So if you know who it is, like if you see a picture of Jason, what would you not say?
I would not say that he has a Shetty.
Well, that's actually what you would say. Yes. So what you would not say is, yo, that's Jason. Because then guess what? What'd we do?
And if I see Freddy Krueger, I would not say, hey, that's Freddy.
Exactly. What you would say what? How would you describe Freddy Krueger?
I would say he has claws and he has a hat.
I like
it. Okay, good.
Perfect.
So now, how would you describe this image? You're not supposed to know who she is.
Yeah.
So you said who, what? So is this a, first let's start, is it a boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay. Describe what you see.
I see that she has red on herself, and on the background, it's like some stars.
I like it.
Okay. What do you think that red is?
The blood.
Okay. Is it just like on her? What is she wearing, first of all?
She's wearing a dress.
Okay. So is the blood just on her dress?
Yeah. No.
Where is the blood?
On her dress and her neck.
If you would say she ate a lot of spaghetti, did she get it all over her or not that much on her?
All over her.
All over her. Okay, perfect. I think
that sums it up. I'm going to give you guys a couple seconds. What do you think of this picture, Spider Venom?
What do you think? Is it scary? Not scary?
Not scary.
Who's scary, her or Gore the God Butcher? Who's scarier?
None of them.
Wow.
Whoa.
The flex. Pretty good. Pretty summed it up. If you guys didn't know, that was Carrie.
It is Carrie.
Carrie. Pretty easy. If you didn't get that one, I don't have much hope for you going forward.
Okay, so now this one, remember, we're just describing what it looks like. Okay? Ready? Go ahead.
So he has a knife.
Uh-huh.
His mouth is wide open.
Okay.
And his suit's all black.
Okay.
And his face is white.
I like it.
What else?
And he goes and chases people.
Okay.
Okay, taking a little bit far. What does he got over here? Like this.
He has a hoodie.
It's kind of a hoodie, yeah.
Kind of like a hoodie, okay. What? Is it his face is white, or does he have something on his face?
He has something on his face.
What is that on his face?
He has his mouth wide open, which is black, and he has some eyes going down, which is black, and a nose that is a hole, but upside down, that's black.
Okay, so you would say he's wearing a
mask.
There we go.
Easy.
All right.
You guys got a couple seconds. Did you know that this is your mom's favorite movie? Like in the horror movies, those are your mom loves these.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to tell everybody who it is?
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's Ghostface.
It is Ghostface.
Nice, he threw up gang signs when he said
that. I know. He really did. That was interesting.
Nice job, bud.
Wait, so he got it?
Well, we're going to see if they get it. So when they listen, they'll let us know if they got it or not.
Okay,
that
ready?
One was pretty easy.
I can't wait for you to describe this one. All right, go ahead.
Have fun, dude.
So he's in a bed and he crosses his arms.
He's crossing his arms, okay.
And there's like a string.
Okay, it's more like a strap.
And he has a mask that covers his nose and his side of his head.
Okay.
And he has kind of orange. And
he's got orange what?
Orange.
What's orange?
His side of his neck. Like his part of his shirt.
Part of his shirt. Very good.
And then his real shirt over it is white.
Okay. What do you see in the background?
Those guards.
There's guards in the background. Whoop, whoop. Daddy guessed it right. Well, he knows he from you describing it, he guessed it, which means you did really good guess. You did really good describing it. All right, we will give the listeners a couple of seconds.
Do you think you could beat this guy in a fight? Yes or no?
Yes, because I would like kick his nuts.
All right.
All right. So for the listeners, that tactic. Was Hannibal Lecter.
Good tactic.
Do you nice know? Job, dude. Do you know why they cover his mouth like that?
No. Because he eats little boys like you for breakfast.
He eats people.
It's fake.
It is fake. There's people in real life who do that. Cannibalism is real, but
he is.
He's not real.
No, he's not real. He's not real.
He's not real. Don't worry.
Good describing.
That was really good.
What do you want to tell people if they're 100% guessing 3 for 3? What do you want to tell them?
If you guys are guessing 3 for 3, you guys are amazing. Oh. And if you watch Spider-Man, that's my favorite.
Just in case. Amazing. Would you say they're amazing like Spider-Man or not? They're not there yet. They got some work to do.
They got some work to do.
Okay, got some work to do. What if someone's 5 for 5?
5 for 5, they get $1 million.
Whoa!
$1 million?
From Daddy's crypto account or what?
From Daddy's crypto account.
Just be careful.
Well, have fun with this, dude.
Ready?
You better do me proud.
So, he has a chainsaw, and he can, like chainsaw people.
Uh huh. What's the sound effect that it makes? Okay.
And then his thing.
What is it? What thing?
So he had like an overall that's yellow.
I'll take overall.
And his shirt is white. And he has blood over his chainsaw.
Okay.
And he has a mask.
He has a mask. Okay. I think that's pretty good.
I'd say that's pretty good. What else? Anything else?
And
do you know what kind of mask he has on? What does it kind of look like?
Like.
Would you say he's been to the dentist, yes or no?
No. He barely has teeth. He has 2 teeth in the front and no teeth on the bottom.
If you were to pick a state he was from, where do you think he would say he was from?
I would say in the desert.
Fair.
Okay, in the desert.
He's living in the desert.
All right, perfect. So we'll give the listeners a couple seconds.
That one's easy.
Okay.
All right, Blake, tell it who it is. I want you to try to name who this person is.
Do you remember who that is?
I want you to just give him a name. Who do you think that is?
Jason Tatum.
That was a good diss. I accept that for what it was. And that was a solid burn. I'm all about it.
Who is it?
Go Heat. That is Leatherface. And he is from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So he is from Texas. God bless him. So he is based off a real person, but that Leatherface is not technically real.
Good, he doesn't chainsaw people.
No.
All right, so this is the last one, okay?
And the podcast is over.
We'll wrap up. Oh. That's all right, dude.
All right, this
one. For you guys listening, that's good. Because this is the creepiest one ever.
That's your creepiest voice you can do?
Yes.
You can be like.
Alrighty. Not bad. You ready for the last one? Let me turn the brightness up.
You give him a hard picture.
There's a reason why I picked this one.
All right, last one, dude. Make it count. It's the hardest one.
So he has glasses and his face is all wrapped up. He has no neck. And his suit's black. And he has a bow tie. And half of his neck is white. and he has no heel.
He has no neck.
That's my favorite. He has no neck.
What about in this picture? How would you describe this picture?
He has a button. And in the background is a picture of people riding horses.
Okay, that's true. How would you describe what was on his face or his head?
Animals were scratching it.
Well, what do you think is that around his head?
What does that look like? What does that stuff look like, you know?
Bandages.
Nice. That's perfect. Nice. Bandages. Because
Because Uncle Chris said it's toilet paper.
And sometimes he has a what?
Hat. I like wearing hats because my friend Joey taught me how to do hats backwards.
Oh, dang.
And taught me how to do the granny and taught me two songs. Don't touch my truck and Astronaut in the Ocean.
Don't touch my truck.
Wow,
and he taught me a dance called the granny.
Okay, so this
touch my truck.
Is also what he looks like.
Oh, sometimes he has no head.
Sometimes he has no head. Sometimes he has no head. Also, sometimes he just has no body because he is 3, 2, 1, the Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man?
Yeah, man.
He's invisible.
I don't see.
He's invisible,
you can't see
man.
It because he's invisible.
No, I don't see him. Invisible?
Right there.
He's invisible, man.
He's invisible.
I can see his body.
No, you can just see his clothes.
You can see the shape of his body. You can't see his body.
See, you can't see him.
Look, you can't see nothing. They even did this picture because of doubters like you.
Exactly. You can't even see his hands. You just see that, like, he's filling the clothes.
So, if you guys watching it.
They're not watching it. There's no way to watch it. They're listening.
If you guys are listening, I've been listening to all the podcasts, and if you guys didn't hear this, know the podcast, me and my dad, and my friend Joey, Colin, and Beckett, and Liam, and Declan,
okay.
Which name are Colin.
The squad?
Name drop the buds?
Which, name drop the buds?
Which are Colin's just brothers, Liam, gotcha. And Declan.
Are you going to talk about Daddy's butt crack?
No.
Okay.
So we were at Great Wolf Lodge. We were doing all that stuff, and then we were on a surfing thing. I surfed, Joey surfed, Colin surfed, and Liam and Declan surfed. And
they all surfed. And bud, it was my straight buds.
No, dude, it's my
podcast.
It's my turn.
That's my podcast, dude.
It's my turn to talk. Okay, finish your story.
So and I my dad went, and we saw his butt crack.
Okay, so your dad didn't just show his butt crack.
Yeah, he didn't just
tell people what happened. He was doing it. He spun.
He was bodyboarding.
He was doing what?
He was bodyboarding.
And then he was spinning, and the waves pulled his kind of pants down.
His kind of pants.
So we saw his butt crack.
And then mommy got it on camera.
And then mommy got it on camera.
And she still laughs about it to this day.
And then...
Did you get an audience?
Dude, what are you doing?
And daddy was standing up, pinning the board, slowly pulling his pants up, and the lifeguard was like, "Hey, you okay?" And daddy was like, "Yeah."
So what's funny is I think when we did tell the story, it was the first Little Monsters episode.
It was.
I think it was.
I think so, actually.
You have to go back and listen to the first Little Monsters episode and then your Little Monsters episode because we talk about it.
That's
so
true.
You can hear us talk about it.
Dude, my monsters episode is sick because I do to talk about all the stuff. And right now, I'm in my pajamas.
You're in the pajamas. All right, dude, so we're going to wrap it up. So what do you want to say to people who were 5 for 5 in night visions? They got all of them right.
If you got 5 for 5 in night visions, you get to watch the episode of Thor Love and Thunder.
Ooh.
The episode of it, not just the movie.
We're
the
not
episode.
Giving you tickets, but you're feel free to go watch it.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to see the new episode on Bluey, it's coming out July 4th.
Ooh, Disney.
That Bluey drop.
So we're past July 4th, so it's already out then, if you're right.
No, it's going to come out January 6th, my birthday.
Okay, you're at January 6th now. We're in July.
Now you're just being silly.
Now you're just being crazy.
So do you mean July 24th?
I do not know when it's coming out.
But you know there is one coming out. There's a new episode coming out.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's probably going to talk about Dad when he was a baby.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so tell the listeners when you're going to be back, and we're going to do your second Little Monsters episode. Tell them when you're going to be back.
I'm going to be back in November. And before we do this...
Before we what?
Before we do this episode...
Oh, this is episode November, yeah.
We are going to do the Turkey Bowl scored.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do the Turkey Bowl. Why are we going to do the Turkey Bowl?
Because we didn't do flag football, and I won my flag for no reason.
Ouch. Okay, way to guilt trip me on the way out. See you later, Spider Venom. Tell everybody bye.
Bye. See you in November.
See you in November. All right, guys. Do you have anything to say, Spooky? I got to get out of here. I got to get in my room. He farted. He farted a lot.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I farted 10 times.
No, he's okay. You don't smell that at all?
I'm just kind of holding my breath this whole time.
Like, hold on, let's push the chair closer to Spooky.
Don't waft it towards
me. No, dude. This chair's ruined.
Well, it's not our chair.
You want to do the outro or you want to make me do it?
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate and I love all of you guys. And you know what? You should have just done the outro. Hit us up on all the socials. Yep. TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Discord. Leave us a review if you feel the need to.
On your favorite podcatcher. And as always.
Have a killer
Not
week.
Yet. As always, shout out to the.
Shout out to Little Monsters and Teen Wolves. We don't have a name for our adult listeners yet.
First listeners.
Dang, that kind of sucks, man.
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay.
They give us the Little Monsters and Teen Wolves.
Truth.
Then you just become an adult.
Then you're just an adult. We need to come up. Never mind. All right, guys.
We'll come up with it.
Have a killer week.
Have a killer week.